Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. I'm Rich Strappolino. Back in 2014, Meta removed Messenger from its Facebook app, requiring the use of the standalone Messenger app. Facebook head Tom Allison now says it's testing reintegrating Messenger functionality to the main Facebook app, saying, "We want it to be easy and convenient for people to connect and share." It's not clear if Messenger functionality would return to Facebook's mobile browser version as well. Researchers at Google and the Technical University of Berlin announced PalmE, a multimodal embodied visual language model using 562 billion parameters that integrates language and vision to control robots using high-level commands. The researchers claim PalmE can analyze data from a robot's camera without needing pre-processing and generate a plan of action for a robot to perform to achieve a more abstract goal. A demo video used the example, "Bring me the rice chips from the drawer." The model can also help make the robot resistant to interruptions and stay on task. Researchers say the model can lead to positive transfer, where skills learned from one task result in significantly higher performance in similar ones. The privacy-focused search engine DuckDuckGo announced a beta of Duck Assist, an AI-powered summarization feature that can answer user queries directly. The company will use natural language tech from OpenAI and Anthropic to power the feature, which is combined with its own active indexing of reference sites. Duck Assist only supports English currently, available on DuckDuckGo's apps and browser extensions, with plans to come to all search users in the coming weeks. Ring launched the $180 Battery Doorbell Plus, its first new doorbell since 2021. It offers a square 1536p 150 by 150 degree field of view, letting users see a visitor's entire body as well as any delivered packages. It uses the same battery as the Ring doorbells 3 and 4, but offers software tweaks to improve battery compared to those. It's available for pre-order now, shipping April 5th. Panic announced that it will increase the price of its Playdate portable console by $20 on April 7th to $199. The company also announced the latest update to the Playdate will add a catalog system where users can buy and download games directly rather than sideload them. Sideloading will still be supported. Coinbase introduced a new wallet as a service offering, which will support companies creating customized Web3 wallets in their own apps. The idea is companies can integrate Web3 wallets without sending users to another site to set up a wallet using a UI they're already familiar with. The service uses a cryptography technique called multi-party computation, which effectively splits wallet keys between the user and Coinbase, making wallet access recovery much simpler for end users. Last March, Twitter launched a version of its site as a Tor Onion service optimized for the privacy-protecting network. As of March 6, 2023, Twitter allowed its Tor certificate to expire. The Onion site shows a warning now about its expiration and delivers an error page. TikTok revealed a new set of security measures for Europe called Project Clover. This will see a third-party security company audit its data controls and practices and set up security gateways that determine which employees can access European user data. The company also announced plans for two new data centers in Ireland, along with a previously announced one in Norway. TikTok will migrate European user data to these servers, aiming for completion in 2024. On its Creator Insider channel, YouTube announced it will ease restrictions on swearing in videos. Back in November, YouTube updated its content guidelines to say videos with swearing in the first 15 seconds may be demonetized. The new policy will allow videos to be eligible for some ads if users use profanity within the first 7 seconds, unless used repeatedly throughout the majority of the video. YouTube also says swearing in background music won't get you demonetized, but swearing in thumbnails will. Twitch updated its policies on adult nudity, sexual violence, and exploitation to specifically ban synthetic, non-consensual, exploitative images. Twitch already explicitly forbids deepfake content on its service. This new policy goes into effect next month and specifically allows Twitch to ban users for first-time offenses. Back in 2021, Sony announced it earmarked 2 trillion yen, about 18 billion US dollars, for strategic investments across the entire company through the end of 2023. This allocation allowed for the acquisition of Housemarque, Bungie, and Crunchyroll, among others. On a recent Morgan Stanley web conference, the company stated it has roughly $5 billion left of that allotment. WhatsApp beta info found code references showing the messaging app is working on support for ephemeral group chats called expiring groups. This allows a group creator to set an expiration date for the chat. The setting says that on the expiration date, users in the group will be prompted to clean up groups, so it doesn't appear to automatically delete them. Google began rolling out spatial audio with head tracking to its Pixel Buds Pro wireless headphones. Google rolled out static spatial audio support to the Pixel 6, 6 Pro, 7, and 7 Pro phones back in January. And finally, Google will hold its annual I/O developer conference as an in-person event on May 10th. Keynotes and technical sessions will be available live-streamed and on demand, with free virtual registration now open. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.